Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
What's up? As you just heard me telling Ellen, and I am not picking on PennDOT. If the guys are listening and the women are listening, you guys have been kicking ass. I know very little about any of this stuff, but everything they've done has been top-notch. The communication process, the signage, the way they set up the detours, all this stuff has been amazing. I'm told that they're delaying this implosion, this bridge, by at least a day. Stuff happens, man. This is not an easy process. It just isn't. I saw some PennDOT folks saying they're worried about people trying to sneak up and watch this. Folks, get a life. Seriously. If your goal this week is to sneak and watch a bridge implode, get a life. Get a job. Do something. Consequential. Don't expose yourself or your family to danger. Stay the hell away. Anyway. Looks like a delay by at least a day, but I mean this. They've been kicking ass. They've been wonderful, PennDOT. In their lines of communication, oftentimes with bureaucracies, they suck, but not this case. They've done a hell of a job. I got a call, BS, on the mayor's office and the semantics of the lingo of public safety. The truth of the matter is that we have a problem at the pools. We have these derelicts, these teenagers, these thugs, these punks, these gangbangers, whatever the hell you want to call them, they go to the pools and they scare the hell out of people. They beat each other up. They beat other people up and people hate it. And same thing at Kenny Weir, same thing at Sandcastle. And what they've done, because they're smart, chaperone policy. You got to be this age. You got to have someone with you. You can't come in. Smart. Keeps the thugs out. And by the way, it does what America should do. Hold mom and dad responsible, some adult, anyway. Because if you don't, the punks went out. And what's been happening at the pools is these idiots, 100 at a time, go to a pool, start throwing people around. And the truth of the matter is, it scares the hell out of some. I ain't going there. I have men my age old who used to swim at the pools and won't go anymore because they get in there and there's a bunch of punk thug idiots creating havoc and scaring people. And so the truth of the matter is the cops, the city's had enough. And so now they have a chaperone policy. But the city doesn't want to call it that. listen to this clip. Great stuff by my man Barry. Listen.
For the first time since COVID, the city of Pittsburgh has resurrected what it calls family swim. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, no unaccompanied children during those times.
Why are we not calling this specifically a chaperone policy?
Well, so our goal is to bring back family swim. Yeah. The city's always done it. We want to be family first. We believe every family should choose Pittsburgh to live. So I think a family approach from 5 to 7 allows us to do that.
Okay. This is why they're doing this. Listen, these idiots. They're at the pools kicking the crap out of each other. And listen, listen. This is last week.
I will be 3692 from now until 2000 hours for Sector 2 swimming pool details.
One more time. This is not a joke. It's now part of the cops' detail.
I will be 3692 from now until 2000 hours for Sector 2 swimming pool details.
We've had shootings at pools. Heck, they had to close a pool on the north side because there were too many drug deals. They've had fights at pools. They've had enough. And I really don't care what the mayor calls it. It's time to stop this idiocy and stop this madness and quit trying to put in this context of this Disneyland approach. This is the city taking on a problem that needs to be addressed. Moronic, idiotic, unsupervised teens raising hell at the pools. Just call it like you see it, ma'am. Under these circumstances, I would not take my kids to a city pool. I'm not fist fighting my way into the deep end. Not doing it. And there's no way in hell those poor lifeguards should be fist fighting at the pool. That's the issue. It's not about family fun day. This isn't a kumbaya moment. This isn't a hug it out chance. This is punks, thugs, derelicts, idiots, morons, whatever you want to call them. Patrick, with me. Patrick, over the last few years, we have reported a significant number of incidents at pools all over this town. Have we not, sir?
We have, unfortunately.
And because of that, a lot of folks that reach out to us are afraid to go to the pools. Are they not, Patrick?
They are. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of violence at our city pools. It's ridiculous.
And this notion of calling it family swim is silly. It's stupid phraseology. When the end of the day, just be honest, we have these derelicts we got to get rid of, and we're holding adults responsible. Doesn't that make more sense, Patrick? Family swim. My butt.
It does. I mean, you got to do something, but you know, we're trying to dress it up and make it nicer.
Exactly. Family swim. Uh-huh. Whatever you want to call it. We're finally catching on. Kennywood's doing it. The water parks are doing it. Now the city must do it. If you don't have an adult who's responsible for you, you ain't coming in. Simple as that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.